Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On this Thursday, game day, Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan, Max Scherzer, 2 hours away, joins us at 1. Make sure you're listening at that time. 1:45 today, we'll get you set for your drive around the league, what's going on in the major leagues outside of Washington, D.C. So make sure you're tuned in. But it's a big night here in D.C. because you get to watch your Redskins. We only get 20 of these, and this is the final of the preseason tune-ups before the start of the regular season. Craig Hoffman joins us on 106.7 The Fan, our Redskins beat reporter. And first of all, congratulations.
Yeah,
thank
buddy.
You, sir.
Formal
thank
announcement
you, sir.
Made yesterday. So you will be covering the team for us day in and day out at the park, on the road, at every game, all season long, which we're excited about. Start with Josh Doctson. Do we know yet if he's going to play or not?
We don't, and I would imagine it's going to be a game-time decision kind of thing like it was last week. We thought he was going to play last week, and then he didn't after a pregame warm-up where his groin and his hamstring stiffened up. We haven't had a chance to talk to Josh this week. We obviously talked to Jay on Tuesday, and he said there's a chance he could play. I would doubt it. They've been so cautious with him, it wouldn't really fit the bill. But there's a chance because they do want to get him game reps, and this is the last chance to do it.
What's the benefit, though? Danny and I debated this a little bit yesterday. Like, if he goes out and plays really well and catches 9 balls in a quarter of action, how is he better off without Kirk or the first team offense?
Right.
Nothing
he's not
carries
building chemistry.
Over.
He's not, you know, whether it's with Kirk, with other receivers, you know, running the combination routes, things like that. It's just more reps in the, it is the same offense. You know, Nate Sudfeld is running the Redskins offense. It's just not the same the way Kirk Cousins runs it, or as well as Kirk Cousins runs it, with the same timing that Kirk Cousins runs it. But he gets to run the same routes, I guess, would be the benefit, and just get him out there and feel some contact and that kind of thing.
But here's my angle on it, though, Craig. There's no chemistry being built with a guy that shouldn't be on the roster anyway, in Sudfeld, who's Peter the practice squad contender, you know, 1-1 in your book. I care about, if I'm going to make my plans for the season, where I go, okay, I'm going to start game planning, looking ahead to Philadelphia, can I count on Josh Doctson? I need to see you just go right through warmups, block somebody and not have one of these, you know, well, we don't know today. I need to know. Just go through the exercise, even if it's just 3 plays, right, and come back over on the sideline and put them in an actual piece of bubble wrap. I actually want to see them, as a joke, with bubble wrap on the sideline.
One of those big inflatable bubble balls?
Seriously, wrap that guy up and protect him. And we can do a funny bit where 5 rookies are always forming a chain-link fence around him so he doesn't get injured by the wind. I need to know if I can count on him once. That's why I'm going to run him through the exercise tonight.
Here's my question for you, though. If he does that, if he goes out and plays 3 plays, do you really feel better?
You know what? Yes, slightly.
Because that's insane.
Last week he couldn't warm up without incident. Just warming up enough to derail him.
If warming up is going to be his undoing, then that's going to happen in week one anyway.
And that's my point. It lets me know that, you know what? I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting for this can't get right. Malcolm Kelly is healthier right now than that guy. I'm done waiting for whatever number he's going to wear because I've already forgotten about it. I need to know, at least in some way, I need some data point that says he will be available. The unavailability is nonsense.
Craig Hoffman's in studio, our Redskins beat reporter, Grant and Danny on the Fan. You mentioned Sudfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Is he playing for a job? Last year at this time, even though it was unimpressive in the preseason, we knew he was going to be on the roster as a 6th-round pick. Scott McClellan was one of his backers. He's gone. Do you feel like that spot is now up for grabs, or is he still going to be here? And do they really think they couldn't get him to the practice squad? Why wouldn't you just try to do that?
That's the other thing to remember. Nate Sudfeld is practice squad eligible. So there's no reason, I think, at this point that anyone's going to go, you want to know who we need to sign to our active roster? Nate Sudfeld for our 3rd-string quarterback. So I do think that Nate Sudfeld is playing for a job tonight, or maybe not, and if he's not playing for a job, I would almost assume it's because he's not going to be on the roster. And I think you can also look at the way the roster is shaken out in the preseason, too, some of this. Like, if you're Jay Gruden and you're trying to figure out your defensive line, If you have Phil Taylor, maybe you cut Joey Embu and AJ Francis. Now maybe you want to keep them both because you don't know if either of them is as good as Phil Taylor was going to be, and you want to keep your options open. That means there's a roster spot that's got to come from somewhere else. I think they need the roster spots in other places for some depth that carrying a third quarterback when they can probably get Sudfeld to the practice squad isn't going to be worth it. So I didn't have this thought at all until the other day when Jay Gruden was open for the first time publicly about Nate Sudfeld not having a roster spot on lock. And I went, whoa, there's no way he's going to say that unless this is real. He's not going to just put that out there. He's been pretty protective of Sudfeld in the past. So I actually do think that Sudfeld might not make the 53, but is probably going to be on the practice squad.
Is there anybody that you think could, I mean, I hate to say play themselves onto the roster tonight, but is there anybody that you go, you know what? He's close, and if he does what they think, it confirms some things. Like, who's got a shot tonight, in other words? Who am I spotlighting?
The number one candidate of that for me is Josh Holsey. Seventh rounder, corner, can play the slot, can play outside.
I like him.
He's been so good. It's kind of DeShazer Everett last year, where Everett played so well in the preseason, including, I think, he had a pick in the fourth preseason game, and just laid some guys out, where you go, you cannot cut this guy. Like, he's the only guy to me that's had is on the bubble, but has had a good enough preseason where he could play so well again that you go, you just can't cut him. It's Rashad Ross a couple of years ago where he just kept scoring touchdowns. And you go, you want to know what? Do we need a sixth receiver? Maybe not, but I don't know how we can cut him. But the problem for Holsey is they have so much depth at corner, and he's never going to be active on game day. And keeping Holsey could cost you, say, Jeremy Sprinkle, your fifth-round pick, who's going to be a little bit harder to sneak onto the practice squad. And, oh, by the way, you probably want a fourth tight end on the roster because Jordan Reed and Niles Paul have injury histories. So it comes down to a numbers game, but to me, the number one guy in terms of can play his way onto the roster because he's been so undeniably good, lead candidate is Josh Holsey.
See, I got a Sprinkle locked in, but where I think you keep Holsey, where it would hurt, is the safety position. Mm-hmm. If they didn't have an injury to D'Angelo Hall starting the year on PUP, and this whatever's ongoing with Sua Cravens after his knee cleanup scenario wasn't happening, you could much more easily keep Holsey with the flexibility of a couple guys to play some corner if need be, or safety, what have you. You know, DeShazer Everett, as an example, is a guy with a past as a cornerback now playing safety.
And look, some of their corners, though, can play safety.
Right.
Rashad Breland has worked at safety in the past in emergency situations. Yeah. Same with Kendall Fuller.
But there's a difference between having a guy stand at safety
right.
and that being able to play safety.
Sure.
Neither of those guys at an NFL level would be able to hold their own at safety right now. So I look at the corner position. Breland and Norman starting. They love Dunbar, and they got Fuller as the third guy on the inside and nickel right now.
Mm-hmm.
You already know, because Fabian Moreau, A, has been outstanding in the preseason, and
yes.
B, was a third-round pick, that he's a lock. So that's five.
Right.
To keep Holsey, and I agree with everything you said. I've been blown away by him. He's really impressive. That's six corners.
Right.
You're probably going to have to keep seven defensive linemen. Even in a concoction, and I've drawn up 26D, 24O, three specialists, 53-man roster. So if I keep seven D linemen, if I keep six corners, now I'm at 13, five safeties is 18, that only gives me six defensive linemen. In a world where you don't have Phil Taylor, that's probably not enough.
Right.
And so I think you need a seventh D lineman, and that's if you don't keep a guy like Chris Carter at linebacker. You're thin at linebacker, you're thin at D line. I'd rather be thin at corner than thin at one of those other positions.
Right, and I agree. And that's where it's so tough, because Holsey's probably the most deserving guy. And if you say, who are the best 53 guys this preseason, this camp, OTAs,
he's one
whatever.
Of, he's
one of them. But that's not how this works.
Yeah.
And the outside linebacker position is another one where I actually did my projection last night, kind of started charting it out, and I just went, I don't have enough guys here.
Right.
With Murphy out.
Did you keep
out,
nine linebackers?
I believe I did. Carter,
because
Carter's on my roster. Like,
then
Chris Carter's making this
yes.
team.
Then that's
so
your
then
ninth.
He's the ninth.
Yeah.
Because the eight in front of him are entrenched, and you don't really have to worry about. You
right.
got Kerrigan one, Compton two, Foster three, Preston Smith, 4. Junior Gallette, 5. Martrell Spate, 6. Zach Brown, 7. The 8th would be Ryan Anderson.
Right.
And so then Carter's the 9th.
That's where it comes like, okay, is then the 5 outside guys enough, or does a guy like Lyndon Trail sneak onto this roster?
Well, you need to have at least 4 inside.
Right, but like, it's then where do you cut somewhere else?
Exactly.
And do you keep 5 or 6 receivers? Like, I had first just 5, and I was like, you want to know what? They probably wind up keeping Mo Harris, you know, or something like that. You know, it's playing that game of not, there really aren't any position battles. There's not like a battle for the fifth safety, right? Like, Fish Smithson's the guy. It's just, they probably don't have enough room for him.
Yeah.
So it's all about it's Jeremy Sprinkle versus Josh Holsey or Fish Smithson versus Lyndon Trail. It's not positional battles in a traditional method or a traditional way. It's purely a numbers game.
Does Will Blackman make it?
I think so, at least for now. But I wonder if,
because of D'Angelo on the punt,
and he might return punts at the outset. Honestly, I mean.
No, Jameson's going to return punts.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Because he returns punts an awful lot in preseason games. But the other part is
Crowder is a number two receiver, and I've heard people advocate for this at the park. This is not just us. Number two wide receivers don't return punts around this league very much. If you're a quote-unquote starting outside wide receiver, which I think he might start at Z to begin the year.
Yeah, no, he will.
I'd still want him doing punts because he's too good at it. But you're right. I mean, all of a sudden, a guy like Blackman, that's how guys like that get back there.
Sure, but at the same time, Antonio Brown returns punts too.
Because he's just so transcendent.
He's very good at it.
But here's my comment real quick. This is almost too strategically where you go, who can I sneak onto the practice squad?
Mm-hmm.
Because Holsey's balled out. And I go, there's nobody who's going to lose their damn mind over Jeremy Sprinkle and say, cancel everything. We got to sign this guy right now to be our second tight end or something, right?
I don't know, though. He's like 6'6". He's monstrous. He's got size, speed. He's a fifth-round pick. And here's the thing. We do this every year, and I'm as guilty of it as anybody. We go, oh, my God, how could this guy possibly sneak through? He was so good. There's 1,280 free agents. The chances that somebody's cutting someone and then, there's going to be, 1,200 guys that become available, and how many? 10 that sign with other teams on active rosters?
I made this point this weekend. I agree with you completely. Maurice Harris's name came up. There was a Redskins fan I was talking to at FedEx at the game, and they go, we can't cut Maurice Harris. He showed too much last year. I said, look, I love him. I think he's going to have a career in the NFL. I said, but realize something. There are 19 Maurice Harrises getting cut in a week. Every team has a guy like him who caught a couple balls last year. Because everyone can play that's here right now to some extent.
Yeah, watch Hard Knocks. There's three. One of them is going to make the team.
Yeah. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. What player on the roster bubble do you like a lot? What player that may or may not make the team do you pull for tonight because you want to see them make it? Grant and Danny with Craig Hoffman on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.